secrets. We keep them to avoid fear, in the hope we may avoid emotions. We're afraid what others will learn about ourselves, a wrong we may have committed in hopes of avoiding blame, or even the sickness of a loved one, to try and avoid watching others feel pain, as those they hold dear may be ripped from their grasp forever. Whatever the reason, fear, we may run from it, but it will always find us.
Danny, I'm scared.
It's okay, sweetheart. There's nothing to be scared of.
Stay still, darling. We have to take a sample of your blood.
Why?
We just want to make sure that you're healthy.
Now, this will just hurt for a second.
Ow!
You're doing great. Just a few more seconds and... done. See? Nothing to worry about.
I'll just put it into the computer and see how we're doing.
Daddy's gonna go talk to the doctor for a moment. How's she doing, Doc?
Her vital signs appear to be normal. Seems that the Martian cells are in fact combining with your daughter's leukemia cells to not only heal her, but are actually making her stronger.
What does that mean?
It means, after all this time, I've finally had a breakthrough. Do you know how big this is for the colony? I've successfully spliced Martian and human DNA. Your daughter is now, in fact, part Martian. You must let me run more tests. We have to report this to the council.
No, these treatments were supposed to be kept confidential. No one is to know about it, not even Devlin.
But my work?
No one. I'm not letting my daughter become one of your freak shows. I asked you to help us and you did, but I will not permit further testing.
No. You listen to me. This is my life's work. After countless failures, your daughter is a hope for the future of mankind. She is the next form of human evolution. If anything, I did you a favor. You owe me.
I owe you nothing. You have a problem with it? You can take it to the higher-ups, but I don't think they'd like that you've been experimenting without proper colony authorization. Oh, what now? Stay here. I'm going to check outside.
What's going on?
Nothing, sweetheart. Just stay there. We have to go. Come on, Riley.
Wait, what about...
Lock the door. Don't let anyone in.
I'm not about to stay trapped here.
Do as I say. I think we're under attack.
Space Ranger 421, Episode 8, The Oath of a Ranger.
Riley, is it really you? How?
We found her during our attack on your colony.
I don't understand. Why? Wait, something's different. Her eyes. What's wrong with her eyes?
She is evolving.
Evolving?
I'm sure the all-righteous Corthinius told you all about me. How I am motivated by the radical thought of keeping Martian blood pure and protecting our delicate planet from invaders like yourselves.
Sounds familiar.
Rumors. Rumors to keep each side from finding out the true motive of both sides. Your daughter.
The true motives?
She's subject 501168, also known as Patient Zero. The only successful human to splice with Martian DNA.
You knew about this?
I knew that a leukemia patient was admitted for the procedure with clearance from the higher-ups. I was never told the identity of the girl. Only that her return was of the utmost importance.
Just like yours, ours is a dying race. And having watched the human race multiply itself out of existence, I knew if your kind were to adapt to our planet, it would mean the end of our species. And so we sought the child out. For survival.
Riley, it's me. It's your dad.
I'm afraid we had to wipe the child's memory. In order for her to adapt to our kind, she could have no memory of her human past.
She's my daughter!
It was your own kind who did this to her. Do not blame us. Had the humans gotten a hold of her, I'm sure much worse would have occurred.
We are not leaving without her. Stand in my way and I'll see to it myself. Your entire planet is wiped from the solar system.
Devlin! No!
Sarah, get them out of here. I'm getting my daughter.
Yes, sir. Raven, Theo, let's book it.
No, I can't leave without the child.
Devlin's handling it!
We found the child. The mission's complete. Time to get the fuck off this rock.
Stop them!
Theo, take my daughter!
What about you?
I'm gonna hold him off. Now go!
Come on. We have to get back to the ship.
Where's Devlin?
He's not coming. And neither are you.
Why?
You've served your purpose.
Sarah!
Not so fast. Bitch, you're not getting rid of me that easily.
Get off me! Oh!
The gun. Gotcha. Suck on this, you cunt.
That blaster is mine. Now stay down.
Raven. Raven. Get up. She's... She's getting away.
Ugh. I think that bitch broke my nose.
You must stop her.
Sarah, what did she do to you?
It's just a flesh wound. I'll be... I'll be fine.
You still have a mission to finish, soldier. I said, get up. Wake up. Please wake up, Sarah. I can't go on without you.
Shut up before I do it for you.
Lift off. Sequence engaged.
Mission control. This is the Starbreaker. Our mission is complete, heading en route with the package in tow.
Roger that. Where is Captain Richard?
I'm afraid the captain and crew didn't make it. I'm the sole survivor, Dr. Theo. Ah!
I lost my daughter once. I'm not losing her again.
Humanity's survival relies on your daughter. Look at her. She's more Martian than human.
I can help her.
No. The daughter you knew died with the rest of the colony. And now you get to join her.
Not if I can help it.
Oh! You have no idea what you're dealing with. She can change the fate of mankind. She is the key to our survival.
At what cost?
It's Matthias' men. They're firing on the ship.
Daddy.
Riley?
Raven, she's been shot. It's okay, baby. Papa's here.
Theo, do something.
I can't.
She's your science project.
She progressed further than any patient. I could kill her.
She's starting to remember. You have to do something.
I'm afraid I can't.
Devlin, I need your help. We won't make it past the atmosphere if we keep taking damage.
Goodbye, baby.
Devlin!
How bad?
We take another direct hit, we're done for.
Can't you go any faster?
If we go any faster, we risk burning out the fuel cells.
Then we burn the fuel cells, and once we're clear of the atmosphere, we grab an escape pod out of here. Now hit it! Maybe. But now fuel's at 2%.
Okay. I'll use the last of the fuel to turn the ship and line the escape pods up. That way, when we jettison, we'll be on a straight shot home. Let's get to the pods. We'll only have a few minutes to set course properly. Oh, no. Where are the other pods?
Looks like that crash we heard was them breaking off into the atmosphere.
We'll have to share. Hope you're not claustrophobic. I've set the timer for 30 seconds. More than enough time to get comfortable.
You know what they say, ladies first.
It's gonna be tight, but I think we'll both fit. Devlin?
I'm sorry.
Devlin, no! What are you doing? Are you crazy?
Tell them what happened here.
10 seconds.
No. Devlin, come back with me. There's still time.
Not for me.
No! No!
Goodbye, Raven. See it out here, Riley. It's beautiful. Captain's log. This is Devlin Drax, the only surviving member of Mars Colony M54821. This will be my last broadcast. The Starbreaker has run out of fuel. We are adrift. If anyone gets this message, The colony is compromised. Stay away. Do not attempt recolonization. Hell, we should have never been here to begin with. This is Space Ranger SR-421, signing off. That's the last of the fuel. Looks like I'll be seeing you soon, Riley. As Rangers, we swore to protect the last of humanity from the unknown dangers of space. In that, I'd always kept my oath the best I could. What they don't tell you is just how much out there is unknown. No training could prepare me for the encounters I would face. But in all my experience, I know this. I should have kept my oath as a father. To protect my family. At least for one moment, I got to set things right. At least for one moment, I got to see her alive. For one last time.
Space Ranger 421 was written, directed, and sound designed by Jonathan James. Produced by Chad Ellis and Jonathan James. In association with Black Castle Productions. Starring Graham Rowat as Devlin Drax. Jordan Stillman as Raven. Jordan Cobb as Suicide Sarah. Dallas Wheatley as Dr. Theo Jones. Nadine Amani as Matthias. Adam Surge as Patrick Drax. And Bridget Clare as Riley.
For more information, visit our website at spaceranger421.com or follow us at Ranger421Pod on Twitter. And don't forget to rate and subscribe.